Yerushalmi, Megillah, Daf Dalet. We're starting from the Mishnah and Gimel Mabez. So the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah we learned that said you can read Megillah, Yeralef, Yibez, Yigimel, Yidalet, and Tesvav, not before, not after. So Gemara wants to explain, the Mishnah never really explained how this works. So here the Mishnah is going to do that. He said, well, how does it work? Chal Yos B'Sheni, if it comes out that the 14th day of Adar, which is the main day of Purim, falls out on a Monday, Kavarim Iris Kedoylos Karma Bayom. The city, villages, and large towns read Megillah on that day because it's not Mukafim Meshua Bin Nun, and therefore they could do it early if their days of the Knossim, if they don't get together for another days, then they could put it off to do it a day earlier. But if they're getting together on that day, it's Monday, which means that's the day that Mukanas, and that's the day people get together anyway, Memela, then you have to do it that day. Read the Megillah on that day. However, because of Mishmacha, but those who have the walled city of Mishur Ben Nun, then of course you read it on the next day, you read it on the 15th, you read it on Tuesday. So the Wednesday, so that's how it would work to be able to understand the structure, that Mukanasim go in and read it on that day, when it's a day that they get together. So Memela, therefore it's a regular Monday, Yom Sheni, then they would read everyone on the 14th day, except for the Mukaf and Mechomi Mishubinu. What about Choli Shlisho Revi? What if it comes out that Yudal Adar falls out either Tuesday or Wednesday? Then Kramakdim or Yom Akin. Then the people in the village will come into town on Monday, Yom Sheni. They could read the Megillah on the day before, which is either the 12th or the 13th. The Irish could also come to Yom. Those in the large cities read it on that day because that's the day that they come to the day that it's Yom Yudalit. And the people in the walled cities would read on the next day, on the 15th, whether it's the 12th, Wednesday or Thursday. That's the day that they would read because this is how the Mishnah explains how the procedure went. And the Mishnah says last week, you know, the last Mishnah you can do from Yudalit through to Tezvav, that's the procedure of when you would come, when each day would fall out. So the Gemara wants to understand. Gemara says, "What do you mean chol? What's pshat? Chol chan and tarim chan. The ultimate case, the Mishnah says it falls out. The abasa refers to the 14th day. Whenever it says the lashon, 14 means for most people it's the 14th day. That's Purim. It says the Kormenada, kol hein deichel. The Tanah Mishnah chal lios and yom nidalah. Rov oilam reads on nidalah. That's tam." Rabbi Yossi says, "My son, okay." The Mishnah Daka says, "Is Malkef is coming to Makar the next day? Why do we read the following day? Which means, since everybody else or most people read on that day, on the 14th, so that's called Lamakar because it's the day. It means tomorrow. It means the day after the 15th day. So clearly, you see that the Mishnah say the Stam reading of the Megillah for most people is on the 14th day. So at the Gemara, maybe we have a difference as well." That maybe there could be a different structure. What happens if we don't have the case where it fell out on Monday? We didn't fall out on Shabbos. Gemara says, then the Chalios B'Sheni, right now, the way we have it today, Yudal Adar can never be a Shabbos or a Monday. But in the time of there, Chalal was able to be. Chalios B'Sheni, if it comes out on Monday, then the great feast of Yom Kippur will fall out on a Sunday. Chalios b'Shabbos, if it falls out on Yudal is on Shabbos, Tomer Rabba b'Avruta, then the great feast, which means Yom Kippur, will fall out on Erev Shabbos on Friday, because the same day of Yom Kippur is the same day of Purim. This is the formula that we have, that Yom Kippur Mechel b'Shabbos. Well, didn't trace Shabbos about that. We don't do two Yom Kippur. We don't do 2 days in a row. So it won't come out that it come out on Sunday. That's not possible. So the Gemara says that this would never be able to happen because to come out that it should be could come out on a Friday, but can never come out that it should be back to back, that it should be a Shabbos and then a Sunday, that Yom Kippur would be on a Sunday. That is not that cannot happen. So the Gemara says this. The Gemara says the calendar. This is in the time before the calendar was established. But now it's not an issue. But those days, it could have come out. The Miller would say that it can come out those days. It come out on those days. Tomorrow, Chag Shabbat, and tomorrow, Avruta will come out that the Yom Kippur will be on Erev Shabbos. Will be on Friday. That could come out if in the time of Chazal that would come out. Could be that would be the formula. What about if it come out Purim? Yudal fell on the fifth day, on Thursday. from Aris Kolom and Karmayom, they read it that day, because that's the day of Knesa, and it's a day of the Yudalad, fine, Kamakamah. And the next day, the walled cities read on Friday the 15th. Chalios Erev Shabbat came out, 14th day was an Erev Shabbos, from Magdim Yom Knesa, people in the village come the day before, they don't come on Friday. It's too short of a day, they come on Thursday. On the 13th, Aris Kolom and Karmayom, and the people in the city go read on that day, on the Friday the 14th. What about Chalos Shabbos? What does the 14th get on Shabbos? Kvar Ma'ayin Makdom Akim Liyam Aknisa. They first come in the Megillah the day before. They come in on Thursday. Again, we don't come on a Friday. It's too short of a day. So we come in on Thursday. On Thursday, which is the 12th, Makam. The next day, those who would call from Makamas Miyashua Binun read on Sunday, which would read the 15th, because you can't read Friday, you can't read Shabbos, and you would read Sunday. Sunday would be the 15th. So that's how you would have the discrepancy, where it can come out the day afterwards. So Makof Nechomash Yeshua Ben Nun is not the next day. They would not be concerned that therefore it would not be able to come out on that day to be following day. Sumar says that this is the possibility that could happen on the Shabbos. And Makof Nechomash would come out that would be a separation of 3 days between everybody else would read on Thursday, and the Makof Nechomash Yeshua Ben Nun would read on Sunday. We'd read the next. That's a difference of 4 days. Chal Yosef, what about it? The Yudal came out on Sunday. They come in to go back Thursday. They read the 11th. Those come every Yom. The Siddur I read on Sunday, the 14th. Of course, come read on the Mocher. Read on Monday, the 15th. So that would be the stretch where they could even, in this case, would come out to read on the 11th. And then everybody else reads on the 14th. And then the people in the walled cities, they read on Monday, which would be the 15th. So the Gemara says, L'chaira, there's a steer in the Mishnah. Hoy, come Rabbi Yosef from Zeira. Chanzer, come and see. Chal Yos Brak, Krochem B'Shabbos. Purim in the cities, in the walled cities, came out on Shabbos. I mean, the 15th day of Adar came out on Shabbos. Kurim B'Shabbos. You read it on the day before. You read it on Friday. Chal Yos Brak, B'Shabbos. If it came out, Purim came out on the Shabbos itself, you'd call Yom HaKnisa. We push her off the Yom HaKnisa. Why is the Megillah reading pulled off Yom HaKnisa? And then we have the case of the walls, the Krochem, that stays in a different formula. Why is that? Why should it be a difference in the structure between one and the other? So the Gemara says, they cover up. Those because of the honor of walled cities, Kavod Krochem. So Yom HaMoshe read Krochem from Karmelaka. So we say that the residents of the walled cities and the villages read the same time. But they're different, and therefore it wanted to make it that it should be different. And if we put in that clause, that it could be, we won't be able to do the same day, but they won't have to go ahead and wait. They will be able to go ahead and honor the code, the idea of covered the walls, the honor of the walls, would not be a reason to make it into a chiyuv that you'd have to go. Something wrong. Not to get the wood city in town to Shabbat, the day of assembly. So the Yom Mishnah say, well, you confirm I was, that's the good son Gakas. We throw it to the resident village and towns that don't have anybody, reads on the same day. Because they'd have to cut through that. We should be concerned that maybe that even the cities that are not walled would read the same time. We could make a mistake and say, Mishnah says, 14th day falls on Shabbos, they read it on that day. But yet, Mashmah, we will turn from it, that you don't read on the 14th day, you read on the next day. So it would be a theory. You wouldn't read on Yudal, you'd be reading on Tesvav. Most of the even after now, we're so concerned about the walled cities. So when I said, Chalios B'Shem, what came out on Monday? 14th came out on Monday. Chalios B'Mishi, when it falls out on Thursday. Chalios B'Shabbos, when it falls out on Friday. That's when we have, the only place we have, This is not a simple situation. It's all the others do not have this, but we have, because of course the Ritvaz is pshat, that for this point everybody is concerned with the days, concerned with which days are connected or not. Gemara says, Gemara doesn't even answer this kasha, Gemara leaves this question shver, that he asks on the Magid Rebbe. Okay. Mishnah says that on the 15th day falls on Shabbos, so they read Friday, read the 14th, they read the Thursday. We have Machlokes from Iris, from Shabbos. If the 15th falls out on Shabbos, then the people in the villages of Krochem and the towns go and get all read it like one. They read the same day, they read it on Thursday. Right, the Gemara, what do you mean Thursday? But this Tana doesn't accept to be even one person. He argues with everybody. We had two Shitas Tanaim before, and now he's arguing with everybody. He's not arguing with anybody. There's the, not, who's this Tana like? What's his kachma? What's the rationale? What happened that all of a sudden that he's telling us what to do now? So the Gemara says, explains that Tanis Machlokes. Isle shall come up our rabbis. He also said the wall cities, he should not go ahead and be mocked him the walls of the town. Isle the Gabbish Nitrum come, only a small amount is left over a little bit from his limiting second, give it over. He didn't do anything. He didn't. So you have a responsibility. So when you make a cheshbon, so you have the Yom HaKnisa. What's going to cover the Yom HaKnisa? So therefore, you pay what you send will be covering the Yom HaKnisa. Says you cannot go ahead. You should not go ahead and shift it all to the Knesset Mayom Fair. You leave it on this day on Friday. You don't change the day. So the Mara said, you don't change the day. This is a lot of God become on Iris. If you tell me you don't make them crack on the Iris, then unless they call Shulam, this can become on the and surely come out that nobody can list them alive. I mean, that's what he says. I mean, that would be shifted to that day. The thing, your Maknisa would be required to read. So what's the Gemara bring? The Gemara says, how we do? I mean, also, can I see the Mishnah? Mishnah the case. On 15 days of full shot. And then people in both cities read on Friday. Both people mock my both. So the Gemara says, what do we say that this is a so that Gemara says, let's see. Gemara's point of coming, I guess, Kashu Rabbi Zeira. Kama, the Islay, Gemara says, what is the, how much do we have to understand? Kama, the Islay, that you say, how this Gemara on Shabbos, a Purim, Philan, and old world cities on Shabbos, and a 15-day current every day of Shabbos, Kalios, Shabbos, you could have Shabbos, you read by Shabbos. Of course not, you have to read on Shabbos itself. Doesn't want to go. You better say, should we do better showers? Why not? Why do you have to be early? Why do you have to wait till later? So my answer is, and my sister is in Mission Lens of Machlokistan. What's the Machlokistan? So our Mema. What's it mean? Culture, Nikon, Tiny Kavasim, was it? My first time I taught the reading in Mo City, it's called Shuvin, any small amount that's Nitre Makomo. He's called Nomisha, no, not particularly like you see. Outside, my sister, which one is it? Because it's become holy. It's called Yom HaKnisa. It's not going to be implied. You don't want that. It's called Yom HaKnisa. So you want to make sure that for somehow that he is not aware of it, that he's not Maksa the Komo. And that's what he tries to do. So Gemara says, Amalei, no camera. We learn the Mishnah. Midnei Ma'amra, Chal Yoskak, Mashabbos, Kor, Mashabbos. Why do we say the Krakam, Shabbos, read by Shabbos? Because Rav Chelbo says, "Name of Kuna Rav, can I be also Rabbi? Can I be my Kriya system? Time for Kriya, and Mela." Says, "And you're sorry to be Shabbos to be able to go with Kavasi, be able to go ahead and make a place of all cities for place for Shabbos. How are you Yom Shem as Mekel Mechama? The third name is David Mechama. Machia Halatzma, Yada. He went ahead and he was Machia himself. He tested for himself that it was not a day of rest. It was a very difficult, stressful day. Mela, therefore, is not a perfect day for regular reading. It's not a day that is for beginning, but they're sent them to be patient. That's not the formula that was presented to Rav Zinkel Bruno Cohen. We'll stop over here.